This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, when you're a firefighter, it's tough to get a good night's sleep. All those clanging alarm bells, they're actually bad for your health. Coming up, we're going to visit a firehouse that's reducing stress with a more soothing alarm.
First, the experts are still split on whether or not we are actually in a recession right now. At least one economist, though, says a key tipping point could be a dispute about big, greasy hunks of steel, and those are truck axles. Workers at the auto parts company American Axle are in the fifth week of their strike. It involves only about 3,600 workers, but the ripple effect from their actions could have a huge impact on the U.S. economy. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports.
The strike was called 1 minute past midnight on February 26th. 7 hours later, Darren Moulton arrived for his first shift on the picket line.
It was very cold that morning, but everybody was pretty geeked up.
Moulton carries his picket sign outside the Plant 3 garage at American Axle's massive Detroit manufacturing complex. Nearby, a small fire burns inside a steel barrel.
The first couple weeks, you know, enthusiasm was very high. Morale is getting a little slower, you know, but everybody knows how important it is.
It's important because reports are that American Axle executives want to slash workers' pay almost in half. They're also looking to cut benefits. That's because American Axle says when you combine the cost of both wages and benefits, the average UAW member at the company makes a whopping $73 an hour. The union contests that number. But executives say other auto parts companies, such as the bankrupt Dana Corporation, got concessions in the past year, and American Axle should too. So far, both sides have made little progress toward an agreement, so life on the picket line continues. Last week, hundreds of people showed up to march from the local union hall to the American Axle headquarters up the street. American Axle workers have been getting $200 per week in strike pay from the union. Worker Eric Webb says it doesn't go very far.
By the time you get $200, if you got to go buy groceries and gas, then it's hard. It's really hard.
And it's not just American Axle workers who've been affected. About 80% of American Axle's parts go to General Motors. Because those parts are no longer being built, GM has been forced to stop production at 30 of its plants so far. GM has also temporarily laid off more than 40,000 workers. Sean McLendon of the Center for Automotive Research says the strike could lead to another 40,000 layoffs before it's over.
It's going to affect the national economy. It's going to raise the unemployment rate in Michigan and the United States, and it really has a big effect.
So far, GM hasn't been hurt too badly because the strike has mostly shut down truck production, and GM already had too many trucks sitting on dealers' lots. But this week, the company was forced to shut its first car plant because of the strike. And with the GM plants down, dozens of other companies, like those making seats or dashboard components, are also losing business. The economic forecasting firm Global Insight predicts that the American Axle strike will bring down the nation's gross domestic product by 0.3% in the first quarter. That might not sound like a whole lot, but the GDP was only up 0.6% in the quarter before.
In this environment where we don't have a lot of growth, the third of a percentage point is quite significant.
Brian Bethune is the chief U.S. financial economist for Global Insight. He says that 0.3% drop in the GDP, it could be enough to officially tip the U.S. into recession. As the strike continues, a spokeswoman for American Axle says company executives are still talking with the union, though progress is slow. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Here's something we've come to know on this show. Most of the important news happens in the middle of the day.
There's a crowd of several thousand people who have gathered here. These are people who are very, very devoted supporters of Benazir Bhutto. And to see her body.
For this reason, I am resigning from the office of governor. The resignation will be effective Monday, March 17th.
And when that happens, you'll hear it on Day to Day.
I was just in the library doing some work, waiting for my economics class to start, and all of a sudden I hear sirens, a cop car tailed by an ambulance goes by, then four more Crown Victorias just roll by, sirens blaring.
Download our daily podcast at npr.org/daytoday.